Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
I'm Steve Lawson, and you've joined us for Expositor Podcast. Thank you for joining us. And in this podcast, I'd like to talk about my first baptism. The first baptism that I performed on someone else, I was a college pastor in a Baptist church. And so on Sunday evenings, we had baptismal services, and the senior pastor said to me, why don't you do the baptisms this Sunday night, which I accepted. Whole new experience for me. I had no idea really hardly what to do. And so I remember putting on it's like fishing waders that are rubberized and cover your suit pants, and it comes all the way up. You got suspenders, and you put a white robe on over that, and you wade down these steps, and you stand in this baptistry, and you look out over the choir loft into the congregation. And it's kind of an unusual sight line, to be honest, as everyone is staring at you as you're standing in water. And you say a few introductory words about what the biblical meaning of water baptism is, what it's not, and what it is. And then you call the person's name, the first person to be baptized. And so they have the same paraphernalia on, and they come walking down the steps, and they stand there, and their name is put on a little card, and it's pinned to their white robe. So if you go blank, you would remember their name. And so I gave the person's name, and I summarized their testimony. And so I turned the person around so that I could lean him back into the water, as I had seen it done many times before. And I thought, you know, this has got to be a pretty easy move, pretty easy procedure. And I had never practiced this before. And so when it came time to baptize him, I was consciously aware, like, I don't want to submerge him too long, or I don't want him to come up hacking and coughing and the whole thing. So I put him down, and as soon as he hit the water, I was aware of bringing him back up pretty quickly, in fact, too quickly. And as I brought him back up, he was as dry as when he walked down into the baptistry. He wasn't even wet. And so he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I'm thinking, now what do I do? And the whole church is looking at us, and after all, this is a Baptist church, and I have not yet immersed this man. So the only thing I knew to do, and instinctively, I just took him down again very quickly. And this time, I just, like, plunged him all the way to the bottom of the baptistry to make sure that he was soaking wet, and then brought him back up. And he was rather startled and astonished. He had no idea I was going to take him back down a second time. And I think he actually probably thought that I'm going to take him down a third time now, once for each person in the Trinity, you know, which I didn't do, but it was a startled moment. I remember looking out at the congregation. That was the only baptism that night, and people did not know really how to even respond to this. It was something they'd never seen before. And they didn't know whether to laugh. They didn't know whether to amen. They didn't know whether to just be still. And it was just quite the moment. And so that was my first baptism. Well, I did my second baptism. And when it was announced I would be performing the second baptism, trust me, this news spread throughout the whole church. Well, that Sunday night, the place was packed. It was packed. People coming to see me baptize someone. So the person comes down the steps into the baptistry, and while he's standing there, I begin to feel something warm inside my pants, and there was a hole in the fishing gear that I had on that was to keep me dry, and water was pouring into one leg of my pants, and it was going up my leg while I'm talking about what baptism is, what it's not, and it keeps coming higher and higher. Well, then it crosses over and begins to fill the other leg with water, and I'm trying to keep my composure. Well, I should have just been quiet, but I announced to everyone, of course, I've got the microphone, that water has now filled one leg, and it is now crossing over into the other leg through my midsection, and it is filling up. Well, by this time, people are laughing so hard that there are people bent over in the pew, and it was quite the experience. And so I baptized this person. I had just been married. My wife had to go home and get another suit because I was preaching that night. I was actually preaching that night. I remember my parents came to watch the to hear my sermon. And so we had to delay and sing several more hymns while my wife's bringing me another suit to put on dry clothes. And so you can imagine the third time I did a baptismal service, it was standing room only. People could hardly stay at home. They had to come and see this next baptism. Well, that's my first baptism, my second baptism. I share that as an example of what not to do in pastoral ministry. Well, the Lord bless you. Maybe it's every reason to be a Presbyterian and just to sprinkle people instead. Blessings to you.